Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
And this week we have a very special topic for you guys. We are going to be talking about affirmations, mantras, gratitude, and whether that's helpful or hokey. And so these are things that Sage and I have dealt with personally. We practice personally, haven't practiced personally. We're going to be covering it all and how we feel about it. And first up and stuff, we're going to talk about affirmations and stuff. But before I get started, Sage, did you want to open up this episode and kind of maybe like tell the first time you heard about even like affirmations or gratitude or any of the stuff that we're talking about? When do you feel like you first started hearing about this?
I mean, I feel like you grow up as an American, like, oh, you need to be grateful at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we go around and practice saying that.
You know, it's like at Thanksgiving is when you remind yourself to be grateful. Yeah. And in the church, you know, like be grateful, whatever the circumstance, you know, but it's not really like taught. How do you do that?
Right. I feel like it's one, like, yeah, you're exactly what you're saying. The only time I ever really kind of heard about this, like growing up, was maybe in exactly those kind of church settings. And I feel like maybe I started like, you know, now and stuff, I see affirmations, gratitude everywhere, you know, maybe it's also my internet bubble that I'm in or whatever. But I think also like it kind of became more popular over the last few years. And like, I mean, I just like, and I feel like the more personality types, the Enneagram stuff, like everybody is more aware of their mental health, like this self-awareness and stuff is like popping up. And so I feel like that's, I feel like, yeah, I think that's part of it is like people have been like jumping on like this mental health train. And so they're using these things and stuff. And I, as like a wellness coach, as a life coach, working on getting my life coach certification and stuff, like I see the value. Yeah. Thank you. I see the value in a lot of these tools, but like, I don't know about you, Sage, but like, there are people that like freak out, Christian when like that are freaking out about these. Like, I just feel like they're tools, right? Like they're just like,
well, I mean, what do you think of the word gratitude? Okay. That seems PC. When you hear the word mantra or affirmation, it's like, I don't know about that.
And I was like, that is some like voodoo, like witch doctor. Oh yeah. Like, I feel like there is like, people think of like spells, like, oh, you're getting into that, the Wiccan likeness or something.
Or like, or that somehow, you know, you can will something into existence by meditating on it or something like that. What I think is interesting about that is it does say in the Bible, like we should be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
And
that is affirmations, that is mantras, that is gratitude. So really, I think people are hung up on the name, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I also feel like as like Christians are getting hung up on like the semantics of it all. I think I told you, Sage, like there was, I was listening to a podcast that I listened to. It was a Christian podcast, and the guest was on and she was talking about affirmations and how she had a big ass problem with it. And I was like, the fuck? It's affirmations. Who has a fucking problem with this? Like, And like her whole issue was like, she's like, was that like, you know, as Christians, we know where our source comes from. Like, we always need to turn to Jesus. And I just feel like these affirmations are like about us and not about him. And I'm like, okay. I hear you, I hear the point. Yes. Like as Christians, God is number one. And I think, you know, that's a weird saying and stuff to the not like to a secular person and stuff. Like that's a weird thing to kind of put. And I think though, as Christians, we get so hung up on it though, that we're so afraid of offending God that like, God, we know we're like, we're so afraid. Like he's like a best friend that needs like constant reassuring, like that high maintenance friend. That's like, no, I really love you. Like, it's okay. You're always number one. Like, it's okay. Like God doesn't need like, okay. God wants our worship. God deserves our blessings and praise. I am not saying that, but me saying in front of a mirror, like I am strong. Mm-hmm. Like that's not me not relying on God's strength. That is reminding me of who I am in that moment, which is like, yeah. I am a child of God. I am strong. I am the daughter of a king. Like, I just like, you know, like getting so caught up on the semantics of something when it's beneficial. Like these are a tool to help you. Like it's supposed like
keyword on tool, you know,
better. Like, why are you knocking people who are trying to feel better about themselves? Like, I get it. Yes. As Christian, this is a Christian podcast. Like, we're Jesus feminists. Like, I'm not saying that we don't need to be better practicing at making sure God is number one in our lives. But I also think we need to not be so afraid of our own like personality and who we own or who we are as individuals and stuff. God made us like in his image. He didn't require meekness and timidness of us. And like, and here we are just like censoring ourselves. You know, like,
well, and it, and again, it comes down to the fact that affirmations is just a tool. It's a vehicle. Yeah. You know, and your affirmations can be directly derived from Bible verses. Like you said, absolutely, you look in the mirror and you say, I am strong. You could look in the mirror and say, God made me strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's not, I don't know. It doesn't have like, it doesn't have to be quote unquote unbiblical. It doesn't have to be biblical either. I'm not saying that, but it doesn't have to be unbiblical. You know what I mean? Or
yeah, no, I hear you. And I also, I realize like, you know, for maybe there are people in our audience that don't know what we're talking about as far as affirmations and stuff. And just so we'll like, as making sure that we're all on the same page and what Sage and I are saying is like, affirmations are a, you know, I think of it as a self-help kind of practice and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's a one, you know, positive thinking like that has been linked to like reduced stress levels and stuff. So I think there's, you know, advantages to these things, especially if you have like mental health issues and stuff, you know, for most of, I think our audience knows that I have PTSD. You know, I have counselors, I have been in therapy and stuff, but there are also like, this is a tool. So this is how I practice. I have done affirmations and stuff. You know, I pick a few, like, I think you might even, there's probably some popular ones that like you've heard and stuff. Like, I am strong. Like I am confident. Like I am resilient, you know, and those are things that I say out loud. And so what I do, you pick those three, you take a couple minutes by yourself. You know, usually it's in the bathroom. You look in the mirror so you can look yourself in the eyes because you're calling within something of yourself. And for those who have never maybe experienced a time in their life where they haven't slipped, you know, this is not a practice for someone who has all the self-assurance in the world. This is for like, not that you can't do that and stuff, but this is for like, you know, it's, I used it when I was in my, like my lowest points, gratitude practices and things like that. Like these are tools and resources that you just kind of use when you want and stuff. They're also just great for, you know, it's the same reason we take vitamins. It's the same reason that we like eat our veggies and stuff, because it's like a preventative tool as well. It's a reminder of like who we are and who we are supposed to be and stuff. And so like those specific affirmations, like sometimes I just literally go and like search in Pinterest affirmations and I pick ones that resonate with what I need in that moment, that what I need to draw within myself. Yeah. And like what Sage is saying, like there's no reason that like, you know, it's not a form of worship as well. It's not like, it's not, you have to set your intentions right. You know, like I, like what I'm saying is like, I need to remind myself that I am resilient. Yeah. You know, that happens because of my PTSD. I feel like, you know, I'm got to climb up. I'm constantly, you know, attacked and anxious and all this stuff. So I have to remind myself that I can conquer a lot. And that happens. It's not because I'm not thinking that God isn't giving me the strength. He is. Like I am redeemed. Yeah. Like, I'm never not feeling that. And I think as Christians, like it's okay, like to say I am resilient and know that like, God's made me resilient as well. Right. Like he's made me in his image and he's given me this. That isn't meaning like I'm not praying the same time and worshiping and doing all these other things that are practices and stuff, like just a tool. So that's affirmations. You take a couple minutes, you pick a couple sayings or verses even too, and you just take that time to center yourself so that you can walk out into the world, whatever you're about to conquer, your work day, wrangling kiddos, going into like Flip Burgers, whatever it is. like, so that you can draw in and be the best version of yourself that day. And like, that's an affirmation process and stuff.
I love that, Janet. And thank you so much for really explaining like how to do affirmations. I think that's really helpful. And I want to say also to these people who are gotten maybe caught up in the semantics or the language. I mean, what's the alternative?
Right.
The alternative to me is just allowing your mind to go to dark places. I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. I'm weak. And is that helpful either? No, it is really about taking control of that thought life. That's what affirmations are doing, you know? And I think that
so getting rid of that negative self-talk
is 100% biblical.
Yeah.
That's 100% biblical. So sorry for the people who get caught up in we calling it affirmations now. Sorry, you got caught up in that. But really, it's a beautiful tool. It's an incredible tool for freedom and for, you know, it really also for mental health. It's really amazing.
Absolutely.
One of the things for me, so if somebody has a problem with the word affirmations, mantras must be like 10 times scarier for people. that's the yogi in me.
Chanting leads devil, like, you know.
But the thing is, you know, mantras and affirmations aren't that dissimilar in their purpose.
Right.
You know, the purpose of a mantra is just a statement or a phrase that focuses your mind.
Right.
So if you're trying to do some meditation, which is really just centering and breathing, by the way, breathing is one of the best things you can do for your body. So I don't know why people are so afraid of meditation. Okay. It's just breathing. And then having a mantra is just having something to focus your mind on.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause your mind wanders. Your mind is going to go back to something that's anxiety, your to-do list, your, you know, whatever. And the mantra is really what keeps you, brings you back. No, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm letting go. One of the, I love, I'm on the Beachbody app. Janet's my coach. And there's some meditations on there. My favorite one is called Release and Let Go.
Yeah.
I listen to this one all the time. And on the inhale, while you're meditating, on the inhale, you say, I'm releasing. And on the exhale, you let go. And it has been such a tool for my anxiety. And also, I was joking with Janet in our group that I'm trying to like release this baby out. You know what I mean? Like inhale, I release. Exhale, I let go of this child.
You remember what Sarah commented back on that, where she was like, declare it. Like, and like.
She was like, claim it or something. Yeah, like, claim it and claim it. For me, I also have seasonal mantras. So a mantra that, you know, a statement or a phrase that I really feel like describes the season I'm in. It helps me stay focused when I lose focus in a season of life. The one that I've had now, which has actually been, it's been a year now, I've had the same mantra, and mine is it's all right here. Nice. So for me, that means, cause I was in a really dark place when that mantra came to me, I was dealing with a lot of depression. And for me, it means like what I need to be content, what I need to enjoy life. Like it is actually right in front of me. Like I already have it. And so when I go looking for, or I feel discontent, or I go looking for, you know, whatever, I just remind myself like, no, it's all right here.
It's all right here.
And also as a mom, you know, it can be really hard to get distracted on Instagram instead of, you know, being in the moment with my son and playing with him when he needs me. And in those moments where I'm torn, that mantra comes back to mind. Sage, like, it's all right here in front of you. Like, be present, you know, like, don't miss this. And that has been such a, honestly, a life-changing mantra for me, but also just the idea of having a seasonal mantra for me keeps me focused. I'm curious, like, do you have, Janet, like, do you have a seasonal mantra or something
I'm honestly, this story, just like this vision just flashed in my head. Catherine is going to kill me for telling this story, but it's the perfect time for the like a seasonal mantra. Sometimes you just need something to get you through the moment where Catherine and I were on this youth group trip. Like, I feel like she was so little. I was 18, so she was 13. Catherine, this is my sister. She weighed like literally 20 pounds at this point, I swear. She was like in middle school and was really tiny. And we were doing this whitewater rafting tour. And so like we were all super stoked. And when we get there, we're thinking we're going to be all together in this big ass boat. And no, they were individual like canoes and stuff that were whitewater rafting. And my sister literally like at this point, okay, I'm 18. Yeah, she's 13. So she is... like honestly, maybe 80 pounds. Like, you know, she's little. All literally are looking at Catherine. Like, is she gonna be okay by herself? Like, these are just, like whitewater rafter. Like, we're going through. It's supposed to be, like easy, but like we're still like whatever. Anyway, we're halfway through, and like it's not an easy track. Like, I'm trying to kind of stay by Catherine, but Catherine's having a hard time keeping up. And like, we have a guide that is like, you know, like no one's going to be left behind. We have three people for our group. We got someone in the back. Catherine's never going to get left behind. So I'm paddling. And then at one point I look behind and like, I don't see Catherine. And I'm like, where the fuck is she? Catherine eventually catches up and she's like, you got it. Like she catches up. Anyway, like there's this one part where like, it was like, all right, guys, we're coming up to like the crazy part of the whitewater part where you're like, you got to really like push around. And so like, you know, imagine like a big riverbed and like the water's going fast. Now we're all like, you know, in our life jackets, like, ah, and in the middle of like the riverbed is this big ass, like rock pile that like, you know, obviously you have to like, naturally the water's going to push you either around it. You can't like, you can either like slam into it, but eventually the water's going to like push you around it and stuff. And like, that's the obstacle. And like, everybody's kind of like getting pushed out of it kind of deal. Everybody's laughing kind of fun once you get out of it. All of us are getting through. And the next thing we know, we turn around and my sister is little on top of this rock pile.
Oh
like
my gosh.
Out of the canoe. The canoe is like in like between these two rock piles. Somehow my sister has gotten like shimmy, like the force and the fact that she's so small, like, like as the canoe shifted her through like these rock piles and she's stuck. And I've never seen these tour guys were like, ah, like freaking out. And like my sister, like I like the entire time I was like, Catherine, oh my God, are you okay? And she was like, the whole time, she's like, I was abandoned. She's like, that one time that guide left me, like I was just by myself. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I was like, what happened? Like, what did you do? And she was like, I just kept singing Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie. I just crack up thinking about like my sister's just like a little 13-year-old by herself, like in this whitewater raptor, like big girls don't cry. Like, you know, she's just thinking to herself, like, you know, she's just trying, you know, it's a very funny mantra for the moment. Like, I'm looking back, I can't believe in this, like, this is what she draws on right now. She's like,
hey, yeah.
Through this, I'm gonna remind myself, I'm a big girl. I can get through this. I'm fine.
Oh my God, bless her.
I literally, I'm sorry, Catherine, for telling the story, but it's one of my funniest, like, that popped in my head. I was like, Catherine had a strong-ass mantra, got her through some rocks, like, she got
I love that. And you know what? The thing is like, we're laughing because now it's a funny situation. For her, it was a lifesaver.
Yeah, it was a life
though. Her little,
because again, what's the alternative? Her having, most likely would have been, like, panic attack, so, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. Drowning.
Her element, okay, drowning. Yeah. You know, like what the alternative is, freaking out, which is never good. Could have been a more traumatic experience for her than necessary. Like, you know, now we can laugh about it. But yeah, it's, you know, we focus on the semantics instead of focusing on like, is this beneficial? Is this helping someone? What is somebody's intention behind this? Like, you know, we talked a little bit before how people got on you for yoga thinking that you're like, people are going to like the devil's going to come inside you because like your intentions are bad. It's like, no, like who are you talking to?
Right.
Whose intention is ever to do harm? Really? Like, honestly, majority of the time I truly believe that people aren't trying to do that. So
yeah,
I think you also touched on before, like I go into like the big girls don't cry stuff. I think right before you kind of touched on it, it was like, you know, centering yourself, meditating, all of these things to get you in practice to be more self-aligned, self-aware so that you can get out, you know, like appreciate the day, be grateful for the day, you know, goes into like why I love gratitude. Like I love the practice of gratitude. It's like you said before, we're like,
for my dogs.
I do want to say before we move on to gratitude, just to wrap up the affirmation and mantra part. So I am doing something that people are probably going to think I'm crazy for, some of the Christians. I just bought a hypnobirthing course. Ooh. And it has nothing to do with hypnotizing anybody. Okay. So there's no hypnotizing. But it's all about, you know, being in a positive mind space for giving birth, which includes having your positive mantras, getting your breath work under control, affirmations yeah. in order to, you know, stay focused and not, I don't want to say stress-free, but yeah. less stressed before, during, and after.
Yeah, birth is crazy.
I know. Before, during, and after birth. And so, audience, after, I'll let you know if you should jump on this hypnobirthing train, if it actually works. I will give a full report. But, you know, and the thing is I think Sage 10 years ago would have seen the word hypnobirthing and gone, pagan, that's weird, that's crazy. And yeah. now I'm like, oh, it's just affirmations, it's mantras, it's breath work. I can do that. And that has nothing, that doesn't make me un-Christian. You know what I mean? If anything, it helps me to see the beauty of birth and to take away the anxiety out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and don't you think God wants me to have a better birth experience or a more centered birth experience, you know, one where I am like positive about it. I am like feeling encouraged going into it, you know?
Yeah.
So again, guys, be careful getting caught up on the language because
I feel like that's always the thing when we feel like Christians are under attack or Christians really are attacking. It's because it's the semantics, it's getting caught up and like the nuances of things, the black and white, when it's like, shit is not black and white. Like that nothing is black and white, only pages, you know, like anyway, but like gratitude and stuff is, it's again, one, I don't, if anybody has an issue with gratitude, like I can't imagine and stuff. Cause it's so
better put your turkey down on Thanksgiving.
I know, literally it's a practice and stuff. We should be grateful for what God has given us and stuff. But like, I really got into the practice of gratitude, and what that is literally every day taking the time. It takes 30 seconds usually to write down three things that I'm grateful for. I think kind of what you said, like 10 years ago, affirmations, mantra, gratitude, I would have just been like scoffed at it, been like, get your shit together, you're fine. And like, you know, ignorantly, I would have, you know, I'm wrong, obviously, and stuff. But like, you know, I just would have been like, why, you know, who needs this? Why do you need it? Like, just remember it. And like, I mean, there's something about the daily practice of, especially in the morning, you know, not that you can't do it at night and stuff, but starting your day with a reminder that things are good, you know, like there is always, you know, like Sage talked about in our coaching group and stuff. I always try to preach in our group and stuff that like, there's no such thing as a wasted day. Like there is always something like, there are shitty ass days. There are shitty ass days. Like I know them. Like, I have been in fucking holes. I've been there, friends. Like, I get it. There are some times where I don't want to see the sun. Like the sun does not seem like it's shining and stuff. There is no light. But in those moments, that's when I call on those things. Like, you know, I'm grateful that I am breathing on my own right now. Like it would really suck if I couldn't, you know, I am grateful that I have a roof over my head. You know, like we can get caught up in also the semantics of like, well, this isn't the house I want. This isn't the car I wanted. This isn't the life I imagined. Like this isn't like my, I'm fighting with this person. Work is crazy. Things aren't going well in my life. There's not a lot to be grateful for when 90% of everything that's happening is chaos. Like that's the perfect time that you should reach in and start feeling grateful. Because like what Sage is saying and stuff too, it's like the alternative is believing the chaos. It is believing that self-talk. It is believing that there isn't good and stuff. And even when you're feeling good and stuff, it's just like icing on the cake, reminding yourself, like when you're in a great mood that like, shit, things are good. Like be a little bit more appreciative. And then that attitude resonates. Like, you know, those people out in the street, you know, those people that you work with that are pure sunshine. You know, I think people sometimes think that those people or people that are naturally happy and stuff, that it is just natural. And I'm not saying that people can't not, like, there's a natural joy of some people have, but it's because they have a daily prayer practice. It's because they have a daily gratitude practice. It's the stuff that you don't see behind the scenes that people are doing to get themselves to be the best versions of themselves. And that takes work.
Yes.
And the idea that it doesn't, and maybe that's the American hustle culture that, like, or what we're seeing on Instagram, the highlight reels of things that, like, people think it's just natural or easy to have, like, these, the life that you want and stuff. I preach that you can have the life you want, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't require work. And it requires you looking around and being grateful for what you have, because otherwise, like, you're just going to sink. Yeah. You're just going to focus on, like, what's tearing you down. And that is not the right daily practice.
No, I agree so much. And I love that, Janet. And I do want to say, like, you know, sometimes I hear Christians using gratitude in the wrong timing, you know, like when someone's grieving and they're like, oh, well, be thankful that it wasn't you.
Yes. Flood. And I'm, yeah, you
know, and I know, I just want to say, I know Janet's not talking about that. Like, there's a time for grieving, but there is a time when you're just discontent. You're just like, man, it doesn't seem like things are going my way, or you know what I mean, where you can really, you know, lean into gratitude. And I also just want to shout out again, Janet's coaching group has really taught me that wellness also is in the mind. Wellness is in, maybe even starts, Janet, you can talk to that, but that it starts in the mind, you know, and that her, she pushes us to do gratitude, to do affirmations, you know? And I'm really grateful for that. I've been transformed by that.
Love that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, and I think that when I've tried to do wellness before, I forgot about that part when actually that's kind of like the backbone almost.
Yeah. I think thank you for shouting me out and stuff. And for those who don't know that I have my, like, this is my business. This is what I do on the side. Mm-hmm. I've recently just rebranded and I'm relaunching my coaching business. You can find me at rainorshine.life on Instagram, or you can find me at my personal page, Janet Rains, and you can find my coaching information there, or you can go to my website, rainorshinelife.com, and you can get information and contact me there as well. But Sage is right. You know, when I started, I tried wellness a million times. You know, I've been like dieting since I felt like, you know, middle school, high school kind of stuff. Right. And like, you know, I would go through phases where, like, yeah, I would nail 21 days and like kill it. And then like, you know, plateau again, gain it all back. And I realized, like, for me, it was the mind. It is like, there are going to be days that you're not motivated. And those are the days that you have to find the discipline and get going, even when you don't want to, but that doesn't happen. Like, you know, that's why we practice gratitude, because if you're thankful for what you have around you, you're more likely to treat your body well. You're more likely to honor what you have, you know, and appreciate what you have. And it does start in the mind, because it's more likely, you know, for me, my self-limiting belief is I put this pressure on myself that I had to like lose this weight in like 3 months, or I gave like myself like, well, this wedding's coming up, so I got to have a dress by then. And I just took that pressure off. And I told myself, when it happens, it happens, you know, 2 pounds at a time. That's something that we learn. And like Sage and I practice the same meal plan and that kind of mantras and stuff that come with it and stuff. It's like, it's going to happen. You just got to trust the process, and not, more often than not, it's self-sabotage, you know, and that is the hardest thing to get over. And that doesn't happen overnight without mindset work. You know, it's a full body thing.
Right. And you know what, with self-sabotage, no matter what you're working on in wellness, no matter what you're working on with wellness, let me tell you what, it is so much harder to get out of that alone. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, like, man, if you're dealing with, you know, whatever you're dealing with, whatever your wellness goals are, like, dude, grab a coach. Don't like, don't do it alone. You know, Janet is available, like, you know, and I'm telling you what, like, I also tried a million times and a million different things to get me, you know, where I wanted to be in a wellness state, you know? And what I found was that alone just wasn't working for me. Alone led to self-sabotage. Alone led to, I'm not strong. It led to the opposite of affirmations, you know? And so, so I really think, you need, we need each other, you know? And so if you don't have somebody, reach out to Janet, you know, it's helped me so much, you know, and the other people in our group as well, you know? And so don't try to do that alone. If you have no idea what an affirmation is, if you still don't understand mantras, if you're still struggling with gratitude, book an appointment with Janet, get a one-on-one talk, get yourself a plan. And
because that's the thing too, is like, you know, with everything and stuff, you're nailing it, Sage, is like, life doesn't, you know, all the people that we admire in our lives, you know, the heroes in our lives, the people that we admire as leaders, as successful people, like none of those people got where they're going without a plan. Like everything requires a plan and no one does it by themselves. And like, I would encourage everybody to listen, and like, who maybe they're like listening to Sage and I like, nah, I can do it alone. I'm missing independent. It's fine. I'm like, yeah, us too. Like, we're not saying you can't be independent.
Right.
Also look at yourselves and realize like, what do you need to set yourself up with the greatest chance of success? Yeah. You are more likely statistically to do better and to reach your goals when you have someone rallying around you and you're with a group, when you have that accountability. And so when you have those daily practices in point and you're with some like a community that's doing it with you, you're more likely to be successful. And so this wasn't a pitch for my business and stuff, but these are things where like, you know, affirmations, gratitude, mantras, like they work. And Sage and I, you know, we're proof that they're helpful and stuff. We're not saying that there aren't other, like this solves everything. Absolutely not. No. Like you're not gonna like, you know, Sage is like has a master's in counseling and stuff. Like I go to a therapist.
Yeah.
100% believe if you like need professional help, get professional help.
Of course.
But these are also, again, like tools are all Sage and I are saying that like, just use your tools in your tool belt the way that they are meant to be, you know, like,
and if you don't have them in your tool belt, talk to somebody who can help you get them in your tool belt. If you're still just like, I'm just still not sure how to do an affirmation, you know, talk to somebody who, you know, like Janet, who can help you get them in your tool belt. Cause you know, there's just, don't go another day feeling discontent. Don't go another day feeling like you can't, you know what I mean? Like,
and from like a bit, like from a Christian standpoint, like we shouldn't be, you know, we're supposed to be a light to the world.
Right.
And that comes from finding, you know, that true joy that we talk about in like the church, you know, that comes, I feel like, in messages and stuff. And for our secular friends, you know, I'm not saying that you can't have this and stuff, but like, you know, there's a true joy that comes when you appreciate what I feel like, you know, God has given us, you know, the life that we've been assigned, the purpose that we've all been assigned, whatever that is, like there is beauty where we're at. And I think that like, that is so Christian of us to just take in what God has given us and just being grateful, you know, like honoring that. Most of my gratitude practice leads into my prayer or leads into my worship or like to my devotions and stuff. Like, it just gets your mind right.
Yeah. Thank you, Janet. Thank you for sharing about the gratitude practice. That's something I need to be reminded of in my day to day. So I really appreciate that. And I hope that in this episode, you just feel encouraged to try one of these if you've not.
Yeah.
Pick one, test it out, see if it works for you, and see what happens after a week of affirmations or a week of gratitude.
Yeah, do a week. Like get back to like, that's the challenge for this episode. Take one of these practices and do it for a week. You know, if you're still like Sage is saying, confused, slide into our DMs. You know where we're at, Florida Grown
Fins. Y'all definitely know.
You know, let's talk at Sage. Like you can reach out to us. We'll get you the resources that you need and stuff, or slide into over at either mine at Rain or Shine Life, rainorshine.life, or at Florida Grown Fems. We'll get you connected to what you need and stuff. But yeah, take 7 days and try one of these things and see how it makes you feel. And also let us know how you felt about this episode. This leads into, you know, if you haven't already, follow us on our social media channels, please go and follow us or subscribe to our podcast wherever you subscribe, whether that is on Spotify, Google, Apple, Podomatic, wherever you listen to now, like, whether you haven't done that or not, please go ahead and do that. We also love reviews, and we love shouting you guys out. So if that is something that you haven't done, it would mean the world to us. And I kind of, I'm almost like laughing to myself, Sage, because like we're talking now about affirmations, gratitude, and stuff, all this like happy stuff to get you in like your mindset right. And so we're going to need you guys in a very positive headspace. So, because next week, trigger warning, Sage and I are going to finally go there. We're finally going to hit the topic of all Jesus feminist topics, of all Christian podcasts, where we finally, the hot topic that is hitting the news in the US and not just the US, but Florida as well. Maybe you guys heard about the 6-week abortion ban in Texas. It's locally as well. It's starting to get some traction and stuff. So Sage and I have never, we have not, if you guys have been listening to us, maybe you've been a little surprised. We kind of touched a little bit on like abortion, pro-choice, pro-life and stuff. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going there.
We're going there.
Get ready. We're going there. Sage, you want to say anything before we close out? Another little warning for people?
I mean, I just want to say, be ready. We're going there. And again,
some of you, but we're going there.
Yeah. Some of you might be surprised that we haven't talked about it yet. And I just told Janet, as we were, you know, planning to do that next week, I told her we can't avoid this any longer.
Yeah.
Not that we've been avoiding it, but I told her like, this is, we know this, it's time. It's time. Yeah. So, yeah, practice your mantras and your gratitude till next Monday.
I am understanding.
we can't wait to talk about that. And, you know, who knows, maybe it'll be a different perspective than you're expecting. Right. Maybe it won't be. Let's just see what happens.
All right. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.